we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good morning, Brevard County. It is a beautiful, beautiful day out there this morning, and we want to welcome you to WMIE 91.5 FM. My name is Bob Arthurs. I've had the privilege of pastoring Merritt Assembly of God for almost 25 years now, and I can tell you this. God has been faithful since 1992. He was faithful before 1992, and he's faithful in 2017. So we welcome you to the Refresh Radio broadcast. And we've got our hurricane supply distribution that is coming up on Saturday morning at 8 a.m. I'll be giving you a little bit more detail about that. But I wanted to thank the folks at Neff Rentals, N-E-F-F, Rentals on here in Cocoa. When we were first contacted about these hurricane supplies being given away, they said, "You're going to need a forklift." I said, "I don't have a forklift." And I wasn't going to be able to go out and buy a brand new one. And then I tried locating a forklift to rent, and that was not as easy as what it sounds either. I had a friend in South Carolina that I grew up with, and he said, you know, "Hey, I'll help with that." And found I did a forklift rental search on the internet, found Neff Rentals, and they have been a major help to us, and our shipments have been kind of uncertain as to the timing of when they were going to come in. And every time that I've called over there and said, "Hey, you know, we've run into a delay," they said, don't worry about it, and you just call us when it's ready. So I wanted to say thank you to them. I don't have their phone number with me, but they are right on 520, just a little bit east of I-95, and they are on the north side of the road there. So if you need heavy equipment to rent, they can get you fixed up. Jordan is the person that we have been dealing with over there, and so I encourage you to give him a call. So I am asking everyone that listens to this radio program from South Brevard County to North Brevard County. I drove down to Palm Bay the other day to help a person with some hurricane supplies. I know that parts of Mims and Titusville were severely impacted by the storms. I've driven around and seen damage in Cocoa. I've also driven around and seen damage on North Merritt Island. But I can't get everywhere, and I don't have the ability to speak to every person. And so I'm asking you, if you listen to this radio program, go to and you're on Facebook. First of all, let me say this. If you're on Facebook, go to the Merritt Assembly of God's page. You can see the update that we have posted there about the hurricane supplies that are being distributed Saturday morning at 8 a.m. And if you can share that post, you can like our page, you can share that post, and that will touch all of your sphere of influence. And it will not take us long if we all work together to get the word out to the bulk of Brevard County that there's hurricane supplies. We went yesterday looking for tarps, and the shelves were completely and totally bare, except for, I'm going to put this caveat in there. There was one tarp. It had been opened, and I reached my hand in there, and it was wet. Somebody had used it for the storm, and then they had returned it. And I was like, I can't believe that they actually did that. But so if you know someone who has been impacted, make sure you get the word out to them. And one of the points that I ran into as I was having conversations, I traveled to some mobile home communities that had been hit pretty hard, numerous roofs just completely and totally damaged up in the Colony Park area of North Merritt Island. And in all honesty, folks, those people really can't afford that type of impact. And so I was talking to this person that I saw on the street, and they said, do you have to come, or are you going to be able to bring the supplies to us? So here is a second way that you can help besides getting the word out. If you know someone who has been impacted by the storm and they could use some of these supplies, I'm getting ready to tell you what a general idea of what is coming here in just a minute. If you know somebody that needs some supplies and they can't afford to go, I know a lot of times when things are damaged that you have to wait for insurance companies, then you got to wait for the supplies to come there. And all in all, it gets to be very expensive. And so if you know somebody who's experienced that damage and they don't have transportation to come and get the supplies, how about you offer to drive them? How about you offer to bring them? That is a very simple ministry. It'll allow you to have some time to build some relationship with those people, to speak words of life into their circumstances. It'll let them know that the body of Christ, this is not a Merit Assembly of God function. It is taking place at Merit Assembly of God simply because the logistics were always up in the air. We are not the greatest location for it. We do not have the greatest facilities for it, but we were available for it. I spoke with a lady last night. By the way, I do want to say this. When I got ready for prayer meeting last night, one of the men that listens to the program sent me a text, said, great program today. And I said, thank you. And then I heard later in the day, when I heard you on the radio, I said, he is tired. Yesterday, I was very, very tired. We figured out when I got home after prayer meeting last night what the problem was. I was the problem. I had set the thermostat up higher than what it normally is, and I had hit the permanent hold instead of just the temporary hold. And so everybody in the household was like, what is wrong with me that I can't sleep tonight? It was my fault. I had created the wrong type of atmosphere for rest, and that's a message that I could preach for quite some time. But I got a wonderful night of sleep last night. We had prayer meeting this morning, and I'm ready to share the word with you here today. Now, I want to tell you a little bit about the supplies. I was telling you that this is not a Merit Assembly of God function. I was talking to a lady before church, and she said, when I received a container of water that the Spartanburg, South Carolina Sheriff's Department had collected, I found in there a little tract from a Baptist church in South Carolina. Someone had dropped off a case of water, and it ministered to that lady so much that she sent a donation to the church up in South Carolina. The relief supplies that are coming in here in the next couple of days that will be distributed on Saturday morning, those are being provided by the Southern Baptist Church's Disaster Relief Services of South Carolina. And so we have reached out, we have used what contacts we had to make contact with as many pastors as we could. We just want to see people who are hurting get the needs that they have in their life met as best they can. Be praying for Puerto Rico. 100% of the island is without power. Mexico City, absolutely rocked by a major hurricane or a major earthquake. And so be praying for these people. Also, be praying that those hurricanes and tropical storms, that they move off to sea and they lose their ability to instill fear. I was literally told of someone that the fear of the hurricanes had gotten so intense for them that it devastated their week and changed their life forever. And so I want to encourage you, don't allow the storm to be the one that permanently influences your life. Allow the one that calms the storms to be the one who brings you peace. And you know, if the devil's got you all wrapped up and twisted in a sense of worry, say, you know what, you don't get to do that anymore. God has given me peace. God has given me faith. God has given me himself. And if he has not withheld his son, he's not going to withhold any good thing from me. And so be praying for those other circumstances. If you want to know what's on the truck, here's what's coming. There is some water that is coming. And when I was driving around yesterday, I was told of some communities that are still underwater, still without power, still don't have drinking water. And so if you know somebody who needs water, now there are going to be some limited supplies on these things. So be prepared for that. If you want these things, you need to come early. Cleaning supplies are going to be on this truck. And you say cleaning supplies. I had a conversation earlier this week about a person who said, I can't find a mop. I need a mop. And I've got water coming through the walls. I need a mop. I don't have a mop. And I thought, well, maybe I can find a mop. And I couldn't find a mop either. And so I'm not telling you that there are mops that are coming up here, but there are some cleaning supplies. There are about 800 cases of what are called dry wipes. That is a product that is developed in South Carolina that when you dip that cloth in water, it creates a chemical reaction inside the cloth that kills 99% of the bacteria. That's the figure that I was given. And so if you are in a situation where you need to clean a great amount of things and you don't have a lot of the cleaning agents that are available commercially, this could be a solution for you. There is going to be some non-perishable food items that come in on the truck. And so if you're in one of those communities where it's been really impacted, or maybe you're just in a challenging economic season, maybe you were without work for the week and a half that we were dealing with the storms before commercial establishments were open, and you've hit a financial hardship, maybe you know somebody that could use some food. That is going to be available. There are going to be some diapers. There's going to be some paper goods, and there are going to be some tarps. Now, there weren't a whole lot of tarps that were donated, my contact in South Carolina said, but there was some money that was donated, and so they're going to try and find some tarps of a reasonable size that would impact a lot of people. You know, it may not be as large as you need. It may be larger than what you need, but hopefully you will be able to do something with these. I went down to the local construction supply store and looked at the sizes of tarps that they had, and I said, I think that this one would be a good size. So those are things that are coming on the truck, but you need to listen. The one thing he asked was that if you are coming for a tarp, because there is such a limited supply of these, that if you need a tarp, bring a photo of your roof showing, hey, I need a tarp, and there are none available. You know, I just told you yesterday there were none on the shelves except for one that was used, and I wouldn't, if they were given that to me, I'd take it, but I wouldn't certainly pay for it. So those are the things that are coming this weekend. This has been a different season of the Refresh Radio broadcast. I hope that it is being a blessing to you as we give you this information. So you can help. Your church can help. And I don't know how many people will respond. The farther you get away from the crisis, the less the demand is. So we could have a whole slew of traffic issues. If that's the case, then I'm going to need people to help direct traffic. The more people that show up that can help load supplies, the quicker we can get people in and through. So some of these things are going to be given away on an as-needed basis. So just don't be coming and saying, well, you know, I need a free tarp just in case something bad happens. We're trying to get these to people who need them right now. We are still in the rainy season in Florida. We still have rain on a regular basis, and so we're trying to get these to them. So yesterday we were in Matthew chapter 14. I'm not going to read the whole passage today, but let me just begin reading in verse number 13. When Jesus heard it, he departed from there by boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the multitudes heard it, they followed him on foot from the cities. And when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion for them and healed their sick. When it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is already late. Send the multitudes away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves food." But Jesus said to them, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." And they said to him, We have here only 5 loaves and 2 fish. He said, "Bring them here to me." Then he commanded the multitudes to sit down on the ground. And he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to the disciples. And the disciples gave to the multitude. So they all ate and were filled, and they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments that remained. Now those who had eaten were about 5,000 men besides women and children. So yesterday I was talking about how all of this miracle, the miracle of the 5,000, the miracle of Jesus healing the sick because he was moved with compassion for them because they followed him from where he was to where he was going. They put forth the effort to pursue what Jesus could do. And Jesus was moved with compassion. So I really want to use this as an opportunity to challenge the people who are listening that we move beyond a consumer mindset to that of a pursuing mindset. We are told in America that you have to wait for people to come to you, that if they want your business, they've got to come and they've got to do it on your terms. But I want you to understand that God is the one who sets the terms. He is the one who has decided that the soul that sins shall die, so I'm going to send my son to pay the price so that they can be forgiven of their sins, so that they can be reconciled to me, so that they can spend eternity with me. Many in America right now are trying to redefine the terms and saying, I don't need to repent, I don't need to change, I don't need to be converted, I don't need to pursue God. I'm good enough as I am, and if I'm not good enough, then I don't want a relationship with God anyway. That's what we hear to a large extent. God is looking for people who will seek him, who will seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and watch as he adds everything else unto them. Seeking and pursuing are related concepts. In the book of Acts, we read about Cornelius, and Cornelius had an encounter with an angel. He said, "Send some men, find Simon Peter. Peter's got a word for you, and have him come to your house." You say, well, that means that Peter's coming to him. Well, yes, but there was a pursuing of the will of God on Peter's part there, because Peter wasn't comfortable going into the house of a Gentile. It was socially unacceptable for that to happen. And yet God spoke to him. God works on both ends of the equation. He works on both ends of the equation. He worked in Cornelius. He worked in Peter. Before they really knew what was going on, Cornelius sent for Peter, and Peter said, "Okay, why have you sent to me?" And Cornelius told him what had happened. He said, "Now I filled this house with everybody today so that we can hear what God wants to speak to us through you." See, Cornelius pursued the will of God by sending those men. He also pursued the will of God by filling his house with those who were in great need. And so I want to challenge you, move beyond just what is this consumerism mindset. Well, what's in it for me? And say, God, I want to pursue you because you are worthy to be pursued. I can tell you today that I pursued my relationship with my wife. I'm still pursuing my relationship with my wife. Just because you're married, folks, doesn't mean that you stop pursuing one another. Run hard after that relationship. Make it the best that it can be. So because of that pursuit, it set them up so that they could experience a miracle healing that took place where all of the sick that were brought to Jesus were healed. But when it was evening, another need arose. And that was, there was the need for food. And so the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is already late. Send the multitudes away that they may go into the villages and buy themselves food." I find it interesting. The disciples were always looking to send crowds away. And now we have the mindset that we are looking for crowds to come. And God told the disciples, once that they had been empowered, that they were to go into all the world. And now we have a mindset of wanting the world to come to us. And I believe that we need to have a presence in our community that people know where to find faithful people. And so this week our doors have been knocked on a number of times simply because word got out. Word got out. I've been telling people, listen to the Refresh Radio program. I've handed out more business cards throughout the community than I have in the entire time I've been doing this, saying, here's the information. Here's when the radio program is listed. You can check us out on Facebook, and you can get the latest information on when we're going to be distributing things. So there needs to be a faithful presence where they know where to find us in time of need, but there also needs to be a compulsion within us, a drive within us, that we are going to where the people are. You know, I haven't caught a fish in a long time. You know why? Because I generally don't go to where fish are. One of the funny videos that I saw coming out of Hurricane Harvey was that a home got flooded, and this people come into their house and the water is up to their knees. And there's a relatively large catfish. At least it looked to me like it was a catfish. It might not have been a catfish. But there's a large fish that is swimming around in this family's living room. And the video is of the man chasing this fish all around the living room. And he finally catches the fish. That's funny stuff. But I've not had any fish coming into my living room. If you catch fish, you normally have to go to where the water is. When I go fishing, I tend to catch a sunburn. But a lot of people are very successful. And so I've decided that when I go fishing, I'm going fishing with someone who knows how to fish. And you and I, if we're in the Father's business, then we're in the people business. And we've got to go to where the people are. I heard something yesterday that said there are more people who listen to broadcast radio than watch television. There are more people that listen to radio than are on Facebook. It is one of the most effective ways of getting the word out. And so if you know somebody who's hurting that needs the word of God, invite them to listen to WMIE 91.5. Invite them to listen to WWBC 1510 AM. Invite them to hear the word of God because it's going to build their faith. It's going to build their faith. So they find themselves in a deserted place, and the disciples say, we need to send them away so that they can provide for themselves. He said, send them away into the villages. But, You've got to realize there were 5,000 men that followed, plus the women, plus the children. And so what they were asking the Jesus to do was to disperse people to a village that was going to be ill-equipped to be able to provide food for the thousands of people that would be impacting that community. If you've never served a meal to anything larger than a family of four, you don't understand the dynamics and the logistics and the supply chain and the food prep that needs to go into feeding that many people. It is food distribution. It is meal prep on a completely different level. And so the disciples were looking for Jesus to send the disciples away so that they could fend for themselves. But in Mark chapter 6, there's an interesting statement that is included there that's not included in Matthew. So let me first tell you what Jesus said. He said, they do not need to go away. You give them something to eat. They don't need to go away. They don't need to provide for themselves. We're not done ministering to them yet. And so I want you to feed them. Well, if there's one thing the disciples knew, it was that they were definitely not equipped to meet that need. And so in Mark chapter 6, verse 37, it said, and they said to him, shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give them something to eat? He said to them, how many loaves do you have? Go and see. They realized that it would take 200 days' wages in order to feed a multitude of the magnitude that they were looking at. 200 days' wages. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter how much money you make. Most people live paycheck to paycheck or shortly there beyond. If they have a 1 month cushion, then they're generally good. This was over almost 2/3 of the year of how much a person, a denarius, was a day's wages. And he said, we can't go. We don't have that kind of money in the treasury. And he said, I tell you what, how many loaves do you have? Go and see. A lot of people focus on what they do not have and use that as an excuse for why they can't do something. Jesus said, I want you to go and investigate what you do have so that you can meet this need here. You're getting ready to see something amazing. You know, I don't have a lot of the proper things. I worked for a pastor that if you told him something couldn't be done, he said, well, you just stand back and watch me. If he didn't have the appropriate tools, he would find tools that would work. He got things done. Today, I want to ask, what do you have in your hand today that is available for God to use that is going to meet the need, not just of yourself, but will meet the needs of the community? God has blessed you with something. He has gifted you with something. Today, I encourage you, use your Facebook for the glory of God. Use your car. Use your relationships for the glory of God to meet needs in this community. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.